This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
I like that Liam is fighting tooth and nail. Makes you kind of want to root for him. Then I remember it's Liam. So then you don't root for him? Don't you root for him because he's a Dolphin player? Don't you root for him because you're better as a team if he succeeds? You realize that, right? If Liam Eikenberg succeeds, your team succeeds. So, I know this. What happens if Liam Eikenberg and Austin Jackson actually succeed? What will the Chris Greer haters do with themselves?
There's always the go-to.
What, Noah?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, God. I wasn't impressed with them at all these last couple of days. Very little, bro. There was one play he made, but overall, he doesn't have it, bro. He cannot make the transition. You know? He was, a receiver, right? And then they made him a corner? Is that what he was?
Yeah, his corner, I think, his senior season.
Right, yeah. And he just, the instincts are just not there. They're not there.
So what did Auburn do then? Make the defense to where it was dumb it down for him? So he was.
No, you're.
Because he looked good playing there, and now it's.
You're playing in college. These guys know how to run routes here. These guys know how to set you up. The quarterback knows how to set you up.
Yeah, that's the big difference. It's, the quarterback play
there's
too.
There's a whole mental game at this level.
I mean, he did play in the SEC against but I guess Alabama would be Auburn, Alabama, LSU maybe would be the other.
But he's only going to run into a couple of guys that can run faster than him throughout the season. So if he can just hold up with one or two guys, plus you're not playing an NFL quarterback, you're playing a college quarterback. So everything has been dumbed down for you. So your talent is able to survive there and be serviceable. But when you get to the NFL level, brother, everybody can ball. Everybody's smart. Everybody's prepared. Everybody's a pro. And it's not that Noah's not a pro, and it's not that he doesn't work hard. It's just he doesn't get it. It doesn't translate ever. You know? So but still, it's even if you get the Austin and Liam. Dude, he's hit on so many picks compared to what he's missed. You know, it's just ridiculous at this point. This is a Super Bowl caliber team. So how can he be doing a bad job? You know?
They could go undefeated, win the Super Bowl, and you're going to have fans out there find something.